Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Giving you your Boise State every hour. That's a guarantee on Idaho Sports Talk in our first hour with Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus. Bob, we got the Maui Invitational on in the DataTel studio. Me and Prater are asking about it. You ever been to this tournament?
Yes, I had a chance to go once when I was at UMass. Best tournament I've ever been to, and I just realized watching it over your shoulders that it's being played in Vegas. What a disappointment.
Can you take Johnny next time you go? He seems obsessed with that tournament.
It's a great tournament. They had a luau the thing before the games actually started. Weather was fantastic. As I say, great field the time I went. I if anybody ever has a chance to go, need to go. That's a great trip.
I love it, Bob. Well, big weekend for Boise State.
It was, and we'll talk about the four impressions that I was left with Boise State Athletics.
Number one.
As of mid to late November, Boise State is the best team in the Mountain West right now. We're not talking about records. We're not talking about who's in first place in the division based on the standings. But the old Bob Beeler eyeball test of looking at these teams taking the field. They have four straight wins. Helwani has rushed for 100 yards and is a difference maker in the last three games. In the last four games, Boise State since the bye has allowed 11.5 points a game, 32 legit, 14 in that time frame came, oh, by the way, against backups. They've got the best overall special teams, I think, in the conference. There may be a better punter. There may be a better kicker. There may be maybe a better return. There may be a better cover. There may be a better, you know, people blocking kicks. But I don't think anybody has the group that Boise State has. So, guys, I think right now Boise State is playing better football than anybody else in the conference.
Bob, did you ever think that was a possibility, or did you ever think about it could be a possibility 2 months ago? I mean, like you said, the eye test, and you see this team differently. You're from the box. You're privy to conversations and stuff about this team that are classified information. I mean, you watch the game tape. You go back and you watch the games. I mean, did you think they could get here?
At the beginning of the year, I like every year, you expect Boise State to be at the top of the conference. But this team has gotten better as the year has gone along. And, you know, when you leave the home game press box with a loss to Nevada and a loss to Air Force, you got a pretty sour taste in your mouth. Not just me, but fans, the team themselves. So I think they've improved so much this year. They've gotten healthier as well. So I don't want to say I did or I didn't, but they have really done it. And I think they're number one in the conference on the old eyeball test mid to late November.
Number two.
Well, I'm going to go to something that is concerning, and that is Jake Stets left the game with a little over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and you know nothing was mentioned about the injury, and he may or may not play on Friday against San Diego State. But I just want to say I think he's Boise State's most important lineman. Started at left guard, started right guard, started at center. They put him in there. The run game improves when he goes in there. The snaps improve. He's made 21 starts. He was second team All-Mountain West last year. He deserves a shout-out whether he's going to play or not on Friday against San Diego State. Most important lineman, in my opinion, and I think it'll make it a little bit tougher against the Aztecs if he's unable to go.
No question, Bob. What about Ujuku, the other guys around there? Without Stets, has this line improved enough to the point where, Bob, we're not going to see what we saw in the early season on Black Friday without Stets? I mean, the line is not going to be the shape that it was in at one point in this year, right?
No, I think it should be better. I think they're playing with a lot more confidence. But again, you know, you put somebody new in, although Harrington came in, didn't look like there were any snapping issues against New Mexico, so that was good. But I just think he's your best lineman. We've talked about how this team has been healthier, you know, down the stretch. I would say that with the asterisk next to Stets' name, that's a big miss if he's unable to go against San Diego State.
Number three.
When people talk about improving on a team, I don't think anybody thinks about coaches. I think they think about, you know, is a certain player getting better? But you had a new head coach, somebody who was a first-time head coach, and Coach Avalos. You had two first-time coordinators at the FBS level. Tim Plow had coordinated at UC Davis. Danielson coordinating for the first time. You had a lot of guys working together for the first time. And I think this staff has done a great job getting better. Not only is the team getting better, I think the coaching staff's getting better. You guys heard some audio today where Tim Plow talked about tempo. That was something he wanted, fast tempo. But you know what? He's decided to go with what works for this team, and to me that's great coaching adjustments. You look at what the defense has done in the second half. 6 of the 11 games, no touchdowns allowed. That's because of adjustments. And then on special teams, Coach Collins found some schemes that were able to block not one but two punts in the game. I think in addition to the players getting better, the coaching staff's getting better.
I would agree with you, Bob. I'd still like to see a little bit more production out of the offense, but that's a good point, and I thought about that today when he talked about, I'm talking Tim Plow, talked about the offense, and you're also going to hear an answer about some of the offensive games that he was playing in the second half against New Mexico, knowing he'd have to play the same exact defense against San Diego State this weekend. That's a very interesting comment that you need to listen to at 5 o'clock when we dive into that. But I think Avalos is getting better. I think Collins is getting better. Danielson is getting better. And I didn't think until I heard that quote and what you just said, I don't think Tim Plow's getting better. I think he's not getting worse. I want more production, but I'm definitely going to give him what you thought about there, Bob.
I think they're getting better, and I think a lot of it when you look at coaching staff, don't be so set in your ways to use your scheme, because sometimes your scheme may not be the best thing for this particular team. You got to be able to kind of go with the flow a little bit, and I think they've done that.
Bob, I'm buying it.
Number four.
We're going to go to basketball, and if you win 2 out of 3 games at any of these preseason tournaments, you have had a good tournament. Boise State has been in either 7 or 8 of them. They have never won 0, which to me is a good stat. They've never won 3 either, and that would be a Herculean effort in these tournaments to win all 3. So I left watching the games from Charleston much more enthused than when they got there. They held an Ole Miss team that averaged 80 points and shot 50% to 37% and 20%, and they weathered a start where they shot 2 for their first 12, did Boise State, and it looked like they were, you know, probably not going to win that game, but the defense kept them in there, and then the shooting came around. I think on nights the shots fall, this is going to be a really, really good team, and I think on nights the shots are not falling, the defense is going to keep them into the game. I think a big center, a team with somebody like St. Bonaventure that has a shot blocker, I think is going to be a problem. I don't think there are that many of those teams in the Mountain West or on their schedule. And a player that I, you know, everybody's oohing and eyeing that Acott's going to be the go-to guy. I think Marcus Shaver just does so much for this team. He's able to guard people. He makes shots. He does a lot of the little things. And I think the bench is going to be better. Degenhardt, I thought, might be a three-point shooter when you look at his stats. He's a bigger, thicker, tougher kid. He made some big points in that game against Ole Miss. So with him, Najee Smith, and Pablo Kuzmanovic, those are three people before the start of the season, Prater, that I weren't sure were going to be big contributors off the bench, but I'm thinking that they might be now.
What about my man Armouche? Inconsistent, or, I mean, I know it's early and I know I'm obsessed with this guy. I thought he played pretty good on, and he had that baseline spin move. That tells me what he's been doing in the offseason. He could not have done that last year, maybe a little bit slower version of it. That was an NBA move, Bob.
Yeah, and he's getting a lot better. He had a little trouble with the guy with the 7'8 wingspan for St. Bonaventure. Those are the kind of guys that'll give him trouble. But he handled that 7-footer from Ole Miss Brooks yesterday, and I thought he was the better center on the floor.
Agreed.
Bob, what we got coming this week? I know it's a short week for you as well.
Coach's show this week will be Wednesday before Thanksgiving over on 670 KBOI at 7 o'clock. And then I think if I figured the math right, Bronco game day starts at 5 a.m. on Friday.
For you?
Not for me. No, not for me. I'm starting at, I got to be over there, I guess, by 6 a.m. Pacific time.
It is 5 a.m., yeah.
Well, again, we can wake up at 5 and roll over and turn our radios on and then just roll out of bed at 9:59.
That's going to be the plan.
You guys
for
can
me.
Watch your game in the pajamas this game, right?
I'll put on at least some shorts.
That'll be good.
I don't know what I'm going to be wearing yet, but I'll text you, Bob, and let you know.
Okay. Just don't send a picture. You can text me, but don't send a picture.
Thanks, Beeler. Great stuff. Speaking of a crazy Black Friday schedule here on the ticket, Prater and I will do Bronco game night. That's about 45 minutes after the game, which starts at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Coverage beginning at 5 a.m., as Bob said, right here. Coming up, Kellen Moore. What's going on? 2 out of 3 weeks, Dallas, you're struggling on offense. Let's talk some NFL. Prater in the ball game, Idaho Sports Talk.
Sports Radio 93.1 FM. FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.